direction here for a moment. We saw the power of parents in the state of Virginia, November of last year. Glenn Youngkin pushed to the governorship by defending parents and parents' rights and being involved with education. And that's going to be true again this fall. Parents are a powerful voting bloc. And when the left continues to try to cut parents out of the conversation, parents are rejecting that. Andrew Bernstein holds a PhD in philosophy from the City University of New York. He lectures all over the world. He's a senior writer for the Ayn Rand Institute. Andrew, good to have you on the program.
Steve, it's great to be here. Thank you.
I think that Ayn Rand, just even short stories like Anthem, should be required reading for high school kids so they understand how the world works in a socialist's mind. But, well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Oh, I absolutely agree, Steve. The problem is the schools are not training the kids to read. A lot of the kids coming. I'm a college professor in the New York area, and a lot of the kids struggle in college still just with the mechanics of reading. So, trying to get through the Fountainhead or Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand's brilliant long novels would be torture for them.
Well, right. Who is John Galt? They'd never figure it out. But Anthem's only 100 pages. You'd think they could get through Anthem. That's why I mentioned that one, Andrew. But
yeah.
What about parent power? You know, parent power can improve U.S. I'm kind of an Ayn Rand geek, by the way. Parent power can improve U.S. education. I believe that to be true. I think we saw that in Virginia. And I have said on this program since its inception 10 years ago that if you want to take your country back, you take the school board back first. That's where you plant your flag, because while we were driving past the schoolhouse thinking, well, they're teaching us the same things in there they taught us about America and George Washington, the Civil War and civil rights and all these things, they weren't. They're teaching the kids to hate each other, apparently, that America was a bad and racist and unfair place, which apparently the people at the southern border didn't get that memo because they're still pouring in. But education and parent power, that's where we have to start, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think parents must have full control over the education of their children. And, you know, one thing they could do right from the start, all parents can do even now, is teach their kids how to read at home. When the child's very young, he or she can find books that they find interesting. I remember reading to my daughter, you know, goofy stories about dogs that could fly and things like that when she was two or three. But she found it interesting. And so the first thing to do is show the children that reading's fun. And then they're motivated to learn how to read. And then you use phonics. Phonics is the method that works. You teach the kids the alphabet, the sounds of each letter, the sounds of the combinations of letters. And by the time the child's 4 or 5 years old, he or she can be reading. And the whole world of knowledge is open to that person, regardless of how bad the schools are. That every parent could do that for their child. And I think they should.
I think the parents need to step up. They have to. Because if not, if we continue to, what we tolerate, our kids embrace, right? We keep saying, well, we can, you know, okay, I won't raise a fuss. I'll let let it go, not create a problem. And that has not helped us. That has created bigger problems just by going along. The passive behavior of parents has created bigger problems.
No, absolutely right. The schools are controlled by people who are hardcore leftists. They hate America. They hate capitalism. They want a fully socialist system. They don't teach the kids. They don't teach the kids academic subjects anywhere near to the breadth and the depth that they should. And they propagandize a lot of, they indoctrinate with a lot of leftist propaganda, whether it's harmful man-made warming or it's critical race theory or whatever it is. But they're not teaching, they're not doing their primary job. They're not teaching the kids reading, writing, mathematics, science, literature, history. They don't even call it history anymore, Steve. 100 years ago, they got rid of history, called it social studies, which is just this vague subject.
Actually. In fairness, we had social studies and we had history class, in fairness. Discussed both.
Very little history relative to what they should teach in the schools. So, for example, I give you from a college logic class 2 years ago, I had 20 kids. All of them Americans, and 10 out of 20, 50% never heard of James Madison. The other 10,
never heard of him.
Yeah.
Not only was he the father of the Constitution, he was a president of the United States.
Right.
Never heard of
him. The other 10 knew that he was president of the United States, but they did not. Nobody out of 20 knew that he was the main author of the U.S. Constitution and virtually the sole author of the Bill of Rights. This is not atypical anymore. It's heartbreaking. These are good American kids. You know, they want a successful career. They want romantic love. They want to be happy, but they've been robbed of an academic education by the school system.
That's sad. Struggled. You know, the chance of them knowing John Jay or anybody else that's just even less prominent than Madison, then is zero, right? That's zero. That's a failure of the school system. So how powerful are parents in November?
Well, I think I certainly hope we're gonna see in other states around the country replicate what they did in Virginia in last year that you already referenced. I think the parents need to understand, and my book, Why Johnny Still Can't Read or Write or Understand Math, which is coming out in a couple of weeks, I think it makes clear the school system cannot be changed. You're wasting your time trying to fight the school boards. The school system is an impregnable fortress, as E.D. Hirsch called it. The way to improve education in this country is to pull the kids out of the schools and either homeschool them or form or join homeschool co-ops or hire tutors or, you know what's really exciting, Steve? These micro schools, as they're called today, these disgruntled teachers who recognize it's impossible to teach, you know, when you're going against the stifling bureaucracy, they opt out of the system and they, with a few parents, they form a small community school.
Which, you know, we've talked about here. And you know what? I want to have you back, Andrew, to talk more about that. How do parents do that? I don't have time today because I'm up against this break. I want to talk about that, you know, that it's not homeschooling exactly. But it's smart schooling with a group of parents, dedicated parents. Andrew Bernstein from the Ayn Rand Institute. Let's have you back because I want to talk about that, sir. I'm out of time today. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Well, thanks for having me on.
Greatly appreciate it. That's a great conversation to have. I'll be back.